Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Hi, Brittany.
Gloria.
Hi.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
She'll be with you shortly.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, I think we're alone now.
How are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
What a wonderful movie. I got to tell you, I enjoyed it so, so much.
Oh, I'm so happy you've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for seeing it.
It was just a riot. Just put me in such a good mood for the rest of the day.
That's fantastic. That's the point. I feel so just real blessed to be a part of this. I think it's an important film and so enjoyable. It's ridiculous.
I had a chance to interview your director, and he told me that instead of doing everybody's parts separately, he put you all together in a room to work together. That must have been so great.
It was amazing. I did only just work with Elijah, though, being that most of Gloria's scenes are with Mumble.
Right.
Character.
Still, that must have been much better than being isolated and never seeing the other actor.
Oh, of course. A zillion times over, and it was just by happenstance, and George did such an extraordinarily wonderful job. It was so exciting to see the film not only come to fruition, but also see it develop through the years, making it for 4.5 years through his eyes, because when he records the actors, when we recorded all of our scenes, he always closed his eyes.
Really?
Which was beautiful, and he was able to tell every little emotion with his eyes closed.
Wow, that's amazing.
Well, he is quite a talented man.
Absolutely.
And so innovative as well to make Babe. What a movie. From Babe to Mad Max to Happy Feet.
That's diverse.
That is quite diverse. George Miller, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, you're singing. Your singing is excellent. You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
I was surprised to learn about all your singing adventures. You actually had a band when you were much younger?
I had a fun group when I was younger called Blessed with Soul is probably what you found. It's somewhere on the internet or something. But it was just a kids' fun group. It was a hip-hop R&B group, more like a garage band, but a group. And then, I've been singing my whole life.
And you most recently did the Paul Oakenfold single?
Yeah, the Paul Oakenfold song, Faster Kill Pussycat, off of his new album, A Lively Mind.
That's great. So can we hope to see you put out your own album sometime soon?
I will when I have the opportunity to focus primarily only on music. I definitely don't want to, I've had opportunities to, but it doesn't seem right to be able to me creatively, to record an album while I'm working on a film. For the first one, I just want to be able to dedicate time to that and that alone.
Sure. And are you working on several new films, I understand?
Well, the next film, the next film out will be The Dead Girl, which is a small film with a very large message, very important. And I would urge all women to see it, and there's definitely incredible performances by just a really stellar cast that I feel very honored to be a part of.
And who are some of the other cast members?
Toni Collette, Mary Beth Hurt, the list just goes on and on. Piper Laurie, James Franco, Rose Byrne, Marcia Gay Harden,
hey.
Josh Brolin.
Excellent cast.
Giovanni Ribisi. It's really wonderful, and it's done in segments, and it's seeing how a tragedy affects many different people's lives. Stunning, and the woman who is our writer-director on that, Karen Moncrief, she will definitely go down in history as being a great advocate against violence towards other human beings, and especially towards women.
Could use a lot of that right now.
No kidding.
Yeah.
She's just amazing. Yet it's still a film for men. It's part psychological thriller. So it's pretty incredible. And then there's a film I just completed in Japan called The Ramen Girl. And that'll be out sometime next year. And another picture called Love and Other Disasters, which is a British ensemble comedy.
Great. And I understand there's a Sin City 2 in the works?
Yes, there is. Which I think we're all sworn to secrecy about, so I'm always afraid to speak about it in interviews. But that should be definitely equally as exciting as the first.
Very good. Now, you seem that you're accomplished in both drama and comedy. Is that the best of both worlds for you, doing both?
For me, it's about the character and the piece, and if it speaks to me and I feel a pull towards that character, then it doesn't matter to me whether it's a drama or a comedy. I although it really has worked out quite well in my life, I've been very fortunate to have that balance.
And were you disappointed when the Janis Joplin movie didn't quite happen?
I still haven't lost hope, but yes, very much so. The first time around, when there was only one Janis Joplin picture and it was with Paramount and I was cast, that was such a bummer. It was right before rehearsal started. There was a problem with the musical rights. But I still have hope for that being made.
Great.
And I hope to be a part of it.
Excellent. My husband did a small TV show on Janis Joplin here in Toronto, and I know getting the rights, it's a nightmare.
It's very difficult. What did he do? I might have seen it.
It was called Buried Alive in the Blues.
Are you kidding me? After Maya Friedman's book?
Yes.
Wow. I wouldn't have this conversation. Is he friends with Myra?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, actually, but I could probably get you a copy if you're interested.
I would love to see it.
Sure, I'll go through Warner Brothers. I'll make sure you get a copy of it.
Thank you so much. That would be incredible.
Okay, no problem.
From Canada, I've seen the train tour.
Oh, that's great.
Which is just incredible, but I have not seen what your husband did. I would love to.
Yeah, it's interesting. From an actress's point of view, I think you'd find it interesting. I'll make sure you get it, for sure.
And there's quite a few books about it, but I've always thought that should be the book made into a film.
Yes, absolutely. Excellent.
I thank you so much for that information.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Thank your husband for doing that.
Okay. I hope you get to do it. I mean, it was...
Either way, I'll get to enrich my love of Janis's music.
Exactly.
By what your husband did.
That's right. So now you're also, are you still doing the King of the Hill, the voiceover?
We've been working on King of the Hill for the past 12 years. We're in our 10th season because it takes roughly about a year and a half to animate. And that is, I call it my work job. It's allotted me the freedom to be able to do a lot of films that I love and not be stuck in a financial situation, which has been really fortunate as far as King of the Hill is concerned. Besides it being such a great creative release, I could be off doing the most serious of serious fares, and while everyone else is sleeping, throughout the years, I go into a recording studio somewhere and record Luann and have a blast.
That's great.
So it's always a wonderful outlet, and you know, really, as you see people, or have ever spoken with people who have been on long-run TV shows or sitcoms, they describe that family feeling. I've been very fortunate enough to feel that feeling with my King of the Hill castmates, yet still have this other career. That's been such an influential blessing in my life.
Oh, excellent. I'm glad that's a lot of fun, because it sure is a lot of fun for the audience.
It's the greatest show on TV, I think. Might be biased, but you know.
Well, Brittany, you have a great sense of humor, and you seem so well-adjusted for someone who's coping with all the pressures of Hollywood.
Thank you. I don't feel pressures of Hollywood. I live with my family, and that's the most important thing to me by far. And I travel back and forth working and from Los Angeles to New Jersey, where I'm from. And I don't know, I'm not a party person, and I never have been. So as far as all of those things are concerned, I don't know, it's not part of my life.
Yeah. And how do you keep healthy? Are you into sports? Do you have a certain eating regimen or anything that you do to keep healthy and feeling
good? I probably should. I drink a lot of water and eat a lot. I tend to, when I'm running crazy hours, lose weight. if it's a very heavy duty work schedule. So I've learned how not to, and that's by eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich every hour at least.
Wow.
So that keeps the weight on. But as far as exercise and things like that are concerned, well, my grandma always said to eat, a little bit of everything, and, you know, just so long as it's in moderation. If you eat too many carrots, you will turn orange. It's true. It could happen. But, I love food, and I do love to dance. So as far as exercise is concerned, I'm going to start. It's for a film, but I'm really excited to start ballet training this month again.
Excellent.
Which should be pretty fun and wonderful.
That's great. Well, sounds like your grandmother gave you some good advice.
She always has.
Okay, Brittany, take care, and thanks so much.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you,
Claire. Talk to you soon.
Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday again.
And you too. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Brittany?
Mm-hmm.